Canada's Prime Minister Jean Chrétien has pledged an investigation into the deaths of four Canadian soldiers this morning in Afghanistan. They were killed when an American F-16 fighter mistakenly dropped a 500-pound precision-guided bomb on the soldiers during a training exercise near Kandahar. It's one of the worst incidents of friendly fire in the war in Afghanistan, and the news has stunned Canadians. The Canadian Armed Forces have not seen deaths in combat since the Korean War half a century ago. Jeffrey Simpson joins us now. He's national affairs columnist with the daily newspaper, The Globe and Mail, and he's on the phone from Ottawa. Jeffrey Simpson, first of all, what's the official reaction been?
Well, one of great sorrow and I think shock. The flags are at half-mast on the public buildings in Ottawa, the capital, and the Prime Minister spoke to Parliament at 10 o'clock this morning, and the other party leaders also spoke. And I think people are absorbing the news with great sadness, because this obviously was a horrible, tragic accident, and it's simply hard to fathom how something like this could possibly happen.
Of course, no one's disputing that this was an accident. The pilot apparently didn't know he was flying over an area that was designated for training. Is public opinion in Canada recognizing that, or is there a lot of anger directed at the U.S.?
No. There's simply no one in this country. I mean, I shouldn't speak for 31 million people, but I can't imagine a single person in this country who believes that the pilots of those planes did this with any malice aforethought. I mean, this was clearly an accident. And both countries' armed forces have pledged an inquiry, an investigation to figure out what went wrong, how it happened. After all, we don't know how long these forces of the United States and Canada and other countries are going to be in Afghanistan. And if something operationally went wrong, we better find out in a hurry, lest something like this happen again.
In addition to the four soldiers who died, another eight were wounded.
Yeah.
One is
in a serious, very, very serious condition. Mm-hmm. The others have been moved into a more the stable category. The bodies of the dead soldiers are being flown by the United States to an American base in Germany. And the Governor General of Canada, who's the nominal head of state, is going over to Germany imminently, I think, or very soon to receive the bodies.
Are Canadians generally supportive of their troops being in Afghanistan?
I think I'd put it this way. There was quite a lively debate in the country about the degree to which, or the way in which Canada should help the United States respond to the war on terror. The largest majority of Canadians by far were completely sympathetic with the Americans and were supportive of sending these forces to Afghanistan. There was a minority that said, no, Canada ought to play its traditional peacekeeping role or shouldn't go unless the force was under the auspices of the United Nations, but they were in a minority. Once the troops were sent, of course, as in the United States, once your nationals are in potential or actual combat, of course everyone supports them. So even the party in Parliament this morning that was the most doubtful about the wisdom of sending soldiers to Afghanistan to help the Americans nevertheless was expressing tremendous sorrow and not trying to capitalize on this by saying, you see, we told you so. Mm-hmm. I mean, you accept the risks if you're going into a combat or potential combat mission. You just don't expect that these are going to be the risks.
Thanks, Jeffrey.
My pleasure.
Jeffrey Simpson is a columnist for The Globe and Mail. He joined us from Ottawa.